your day. And so it's a beautiful day. I hope that you are in a positive mental state of mind this morning to get your week started. Let me tell you what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about, you guys know how I love words. Well, DC, you know, before we do that, I want to just talk about Mother's Day real quick. And I want to talk about my Camellia bracelet. You know, you heard me talk about it a lot. Well, for Mother's Day, I got some beautiful, beautiful new charms for my bracelet, DC, and they are absolutely beautiful. Why are you chuckling? Yeah, he says he knows they are. And I want to just say that DC did a great job. I know a lot of men did great jobs for their wives and for their loved ones. And I want to say, Jennifer Tishner at Terra Home, you absolutely rock. The charms are absolutely beautiful. I want to thank Nikki for also giving me a beautiful charm and my bracelet. When you see me, just say, hey, Carlette, let me see the bracelet. It is absolutely beautiful. If you have not gotten one, I would suggest that you go to Terra Home and just start your bracelet. They can have so much meaning. They can tell so many stories, or they can just be pretty, or both. And Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive. And Jennifer, you guys are always on point. And when you go in and there are women in the store that help you to choose for the woman in your life just by you telling her what it is that you're trying to do, when you have a staff of women that are creative and understand womanness, you will always come out with a great gift for that special person in your life. Again, that's Terra Home, 1355 Peterman Drive. But this morning, what we're talking about is something called the Tchotchke Challenge. And you would say, what on earth is that? Well, I did too. And you know, if you've listened to the show, you know that I absolutely love words. And I save words or collect words like people collect knickknacks, I guess, sometimes. Well, when this came to our attention, I was like, what in the world is tchotchke? Well, it's a Yiddish word, and I'll let the author tell you, but it is something, as we are in spring and going into summer, it is something that we all could stand to have a lesson in. And so we're going to be talking about clearing out clutter. Those things that clutter not only your home, but they clutter your soul. And it wasn't until I read the book that I really realized how detrimental clutter can be. And many of us are allowing our minds to be cluttered, i.e. our souls being cluttered. And, you know, that's what happens when you allow things and people into your space that don't need to be there. They create clutter that really, over time, just adds nothing to enhance where you are and where you're going. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. So if you're one of those people that has accumulated a lot of stuff, this is the show that you won't want to miss. Barry Dennis is the author of The Tchotchke Challenge, and it is an incredible book. It is an incredible word, and it's a great way to start your Monday morning, because there are people that are going to be headed into the office this morning that you have stuff absolutely everywhere on your desk. And it could start with decluttering some of that stuff. And, you know, one of the things that I did after reading the book is I started to declutter. You know, those things that you just keep and you think you're going to use, but you probably just never do. And you just keep them there with the thought that, you know, one day I'll use this. In fact, I had thrown some things in the garbage can, and DC came in and he said, what in the world? Why is this in the trash? It's still got some stuff in it. But sometimes we just have to let it go. And there's that word, let it go, again. Sometimes you just have to let things go. And so the Tchotchke Challenge is clear the clutter from your home, your heart, and mind, and discover the true treasure of your soul. And it is an incredible, incredible book. It's information that every single person needs to at least start to ponder. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And like I said, we are a little bit early. We were a little bit early this morning, but we're so glad to be here. I love Monday mornings. I love to get it started. I'm sipping on my green tea as I do every single morning. And I hope that as you're traveling in this morning, that you are allowing those negative things that have tried to come in already, and just release those things and get started with some fresh new thoughts. Clear the clutter, get your mind straight and ready to get started for the week. Because if you start if you start Monday outright, if you start the week outright, chances are the rest of your week will flow very fluidly. It will just go. But you know what? When my mother used to always say, and she still does, if you start out right, you end up right. Well, start off right, and then you'll end on Friday right. And one of the things that I want to remind you about is, as we're talking about clearing clutter, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is hosting a free shred event on Wednesday. That's May 16th. The free shred will be hosted at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Coliseum location, and that's going to be at 4407 Coliseum Boulevard right here in Alexandria. And it's going to start at 11 a.m., and it's going to go until 3 o'clock. And so this is identity theft is quickly becoming one of the most organized and costly crimes of our time. And reduce your chance for your personal identification from being compromised by joining the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for their free, gotta say it, free shred event, where you can destroy all personal documents and files, and you can feel comfortable and safe doing that at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So you can bring up to 4 boxes of items to be shredded. Suggested items that you should shred are financial statements, canceled checks, credit card statements, and credit card pre-approval letters. Now, I never thought about credit card pre-approval letters, but that's something that they're also suggesting that you shred: payroll stubs, insurance forms, old tax forms, forms from the doctor's offices, and things like that. Now, for more information, you can go to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's website at www.heartcu.org. Now, you're talking about clearing out clutter. I know that there are people listening this morning, DC, that have kept tax forms for 20 years. We were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about somebody's mom, and they said, you know, she kept every receipt, every shred of paper. But sometimes we have to allow ourselves to be able to let it go. And what you have to ask yourself, are all these things causing your soul to be cluttered? You know, when you talk about clearing clutter, it has so many meanings, and it affects so many different areas in our lives that we don't even think about. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about getting ready for the summer, getting ready by clearing out clutter. And it starts with those very simple things that you can see. And over time, if you just keep building and building, you become, or could become, a hoarder. And we're seeing more and more of that. And sometimes we're hoarding and we don't realize we're hoarding. Sometimes it doesn't have to get to the level of not being able to see a room to become a hoarder. And so this is what the book explores. And we're going to tell you more about the Tchotchke Challenge and introduce you to Barry Dennis after this break. You're on point, everybody. It's Monday, May 14th, and we hope that your morning is starting out absolutely great. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-Day Prevent a Heart Attack Plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking to, we want to introduce you, first of all, to Barry Dennis, who is nationally known as one of the most motivational and inspirational writers and speakers in the world today. He is the author of The Tchotchke Challenge. The book is The Tchotchke Challenge, Clear the Clutter from Your Home, Heart, and Mind, and Discover the True Treasure of Your Soul. And we welcome all the way from Portland, Oregon, Barry Dennis to the OPT Network. Barry, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It's so great to be there with you.
Absolutely. So Barry, I was telling everybody about The Tchotchke Challenge, and for people who know me, they know that I love words, and I just got to spell it. It's C-H-O-T-C-H-K-Y, Tchotchke Challenge. Yeah. First of all, tell us what it is and what it means.
Well, tchotchke, first of all, what's one of the funny things is you just spelled it. Well, it actually has like seven different spellings, and they're all legal spellings, which shows you how bizarre this word is. But it's a Yiddish word. It goes back over 1,000 years, and Yiddish is a language that was a combination of German, Russian, English, and Jewish different dialects, because these cultures at one point in time sort of came together and lived together in this community. And so they actually created a whole new language while they were together. And this language, what's so interesting and enlightening about this language is that they began to use their different languages to create new words. So that so that new words would incorporate ideas from all those languages. So they gave us what you find then in the Yiddish language are some really fun words, some really deep words, mm-hmm. and words then, what I found so interesting, they gave us some words, and that's why I chose this word, that gives us a glimpse into something, into a reality, into something that's happening around us, into something that is actually quite a big part of our lives and something that is causing a lot of stress mm-hmm. and turmoil in our lives nowadays, that without the word, you see, we don't really know that it's there. That's kind of the premise of the book. Now that you have the word, mm-hmm. suddenly you have a label for something that you didn't have before. So now when you look around, you have the power of saying, oh my gosh, look at all this tchotchke. Look at that tchotchke. Look at that tchotchke. Mm-hmm. I got to get rid of it. I got to do something with it. Whereas before, when you didn't have the word, it just kind of sits around. And you don't really know that it's bothering you. The power of the word. So that's why I chose that word. It really seemed to encompass what I began to feel in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that word began, it gave me power of something that was really causing stress, but I didn't know it because I didn't have a word for it.
And you know, Barry, when I started reading the book initially, and because there's no word that I ever meet that if I don't know what it is, I don't look it up. I couldn't help but to think that you had to really be a deep thinker to even come up with this word.
Yeah. I love words, too. I love words. I create words. Well, you found that out from reading the book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because of that very reason I just said, I love words. They give things life, and they describe our experience. Without words, words give us the ability to actually experience our life, to experience things. We can converse with them, but also when we have them, they give us an understanding of something,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you don't have a comprehension or an understanding of something, then that thing, whatever it happens to be, is somewhat invisible, like a face in a crowd. If you see a bunch of people moving past you, the only one you're going to have any understanding of or recognize is the one you've met before. You
mm-hmm.
know their name.
Right.
And so you can call them out from the crowd. Otherwise, the rest of the people are pretty much invisible. You don't see them. You don't know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very interested in words, too. And yeah, to that word was a long journey with me. I've had a long journey with that word.
And so let's move into really what the Tchotchke Challenge is and what's the first step.
Oh, well, it goes in layers, but the first step, the way I decided to look at it, is the very first step and how I say what the Tchotchke Challenge is. The Tchotchke Challenge is to begin to let go of everything in your life that doesn't support your heart's desire, that doesn't support who you are as a person, what your soul is whispering for. Let it go, and then begin to channel that same energy you once used on useless stuff
mm-hmm.
into your dreams, into your relationships, and into your heart's desire. Because here's what I began to notice is that, and I felt the same thing, which is why I wrote the book. As a teacher, as a speaker, as I travel the world, I began to notice everyone telling me they didn't have enough time, money, or energy to do the things that they really wanted to do. Well, what I discovered was if we really take a close look at how we're spending our time, money, and energy, that we're allowing it to be taken away by what I call tchotchke.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowing our time and energy to be used up by useless things, by stuff that doesn't matter, because we're conditioned to by our culture. Once we see it, understand what it is, we can begin to eliminate it from our lives. So that's the first step, is eliminating it from our lives, beginning to see what it is, get rid of it, and then channel that energy that we used to waste into our dreams, into our health, and into our loving relationships, and we can create transformation in our lives just by diverting that energy in a different direction.
And I think that is an interesting concept, Barry. But the hardest part that most people have is identifying those things, because most people feel that everything in their life is important. So how do you go about the business of separating what's important and what's not?
Yeah, and that is the challenge, isn't it? for many reasons. And, you know, one of those reasons that we're told certain things are really, really important by our culture, because if we don't purchase those things and get those things and get more of those things,
right,
you know, then those people or that entity, then, you know, they feel like they're going to need our money, and we got to feel like we got to give it to them. Therefore, we end up, for example, what's tchotchke? Here we go. So we're told we need it. So we end up with more shoes than we could ever possibly wear.
Wait a minute now. You stepping on some...
I knew it. I just wanted to go right to the heart with you. I hate to say it, but I could feel it. And I just thought, you know what? I'm not even going to dance around the bush. We're going to go right to the shoe issue.
Now, you know, you stepped on a lot of toes, mine included. You can never have enough shoes now, Ben.
Exactly, but listen to what you just said. Yes, exactly, I stepped on some toes because those toes are wearing too many shoes. But that is the thing, you know, it's a good example. There's nothing wrong with, you know, I always have to tell people, because here's the thing. We have an identity crisis. Uh-huh. We have an identity crisis. Our identity is connected to tchotchke. We think we are our things. We mm-hmm. think we need these things. We think if I don't have these things, then I'm not good enough, and mm-hmm. I'm not worthy, and I've got to keep up with the Joneses, and I need this latest, newest thing, blah, blah, blah. Therefore, we start throwing our money, time, and energy into all this stuff. In the meantime, we've got dreams and ambitions mm-hmm. and things and relationships that we're putting behind us on the back burner, and then we never get to it, and then what happens? We die. So we die having a lot of shoes, but right. not having ever gone after this idea or this thing or this dream or this and created this relationship. But boy, did we get a lot of shoes, a lot of clothes. We had a whole lot of food in our cupboards that wasn't good for us. Mm-hmm. We've got a whole lot of CDs and DVDs that we never really watch that are taking up our computer time. And we've got, you know, it goes on and on and on. Tchotchke can be anything.
Right.
It can be anything. And so shoes is an interesting example, because I call it turning your burdens into blessings. Turning your burdens into blessings, because we're so blessed. See, this is a part of the journey of my book, is that so many of us are so blessed that our blessings have actually become a burden in our life, because there's so much it stresses us out that we don't know what to do with it. It's taking over. It's our drawers are overfilling and flowing over into our lives with things that electronics and remote controls. We don't even know what it goes to anymore, and cords and keyboards and things and shoes and clothes that, you know what, somebody else actually needs. For us, it's a stress for having it, and mm-hmm. for them, it's a stress not having it. And so what we can do is become givers.
Wow.
We can become givers with things that are causing us stress. And we can make the world a better place, not only in our house, our heart, and the closet, right. and the trunk of our car. We can release the junk. Now, we can actually make somebody else's life better and our own life better, and begin channeling that energy then, of course, into doing good in the world.
Well, I tell you what, this is motivation for me and for many. The book is The Tchotchke Challenge. We're going to take a quick break here. The author is Barry Dennis, but that is a powerful thought. We'll be right back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. He said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I have it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining On Point Talk this morning, we're talking to Barry Dennis, who is the author of The Tchotchke Challenge. Clear the clutter from your home, heart, and mind, and discover the true treasure of your soul. And just as a reminder, tchotchke is something that really intrudes, clutters, or distracts you from your soul's highest purpose. Barry, good morning and welcome back. And you know, Barry, we were talking during the break, and I really want to get into the spiritual aspect, because we look at clutter as just stuff, but it more than just clutters our space, it clutters our spirits and our souls as well.
Yes.
I want you to talk about that aspect of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you look into the teachings of any great master teacher, you're going to get this, and Jesus made it very clear that it is that our things, if we allow our things to take over our life, then we've lost, how I say it, is that we've lost our awareness of the kingdom of heaven that he said is within us.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that, of course, that the very same theme in all the world's great religions, that the kingdom of heaven is within. But what we've done in our culture is we've lost ourselves in things outside of us. So we're looking for God. We've now put our God in mm-hmm. our stuff. You know, it's almost like a false God, because all of our stuff, it's so important to us. And if something, you know, even something that's worthless to us, if we break it or it gets lost, mm-hmm. we feel pain and suffering, which, if you really think about it, doesn't make any sense. If you really think about what I just said,
right,
it doesn't make sense that we should actually feel pain and suffering because we broke and dropped a mug or because something got scratched. We're not our stuff. We're bigger than that. We're more than that. We're a spiritual being. We're the greatest creation in all the universe, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that we actually have allowed our stuff to take such a prominent place in our life and to feel so, I call it identification hotchkey, when we feel identified with our stuff, and then our stuff gets taken, get stolen or broken. But, you know, Jesus said, do not lay your treasures up on earth where moths can mm-hmm. eat and they can rust and thieves can break in and steal.
Mm-hmm.
But lay your treasures in the kingdom of heaven, and there your heart will be also. Why is he saying this, and why is the same thing echoed in the great religions of the world? Because what he's saying is, when we put our treasures in our stuff, where we put our money, for example, wherever we put our money, well, that's our treasure now.
Right.
You know, here's our treasure. Now we're putting it into more shoes, and we're putting it into more junk, and
right.
we're putting it into more junk food. Now we've put our treasure in that stuff.
Right.
So then, what Jesus was saying, if you put it in that stuff, you're setting yourself up for pain and suffering.
Right.
Because now you're making that your God, and when you die, you can't take it with you. And so you're gonna feel so much pain.
Absolutely.
And so this is the spiritual aspect of my book, that we want to come back to our spirit. We want to come back to our soul. We want to put our heart and soul first and foremost in our life. Everything else is secondary, and all that's tchotchke. You see what I'm getting at?
I do.
All that other stuff is tchotchke. If you're not good with your heart and your soul and your relationships with your children
mm-hmm.
and your husband and your wife, because you've begun to see that you've begun to put your energy into all this tchotchke, this junk, then you've crossed the line. I call it the line of excess.
Mm-hmm.
And we have crossed the line of excess in our life. And a good way of describing what is the line of excess, it's what you and I were talking about earlier. It's a heart question of, you know, when you look in your closet, how much of these shoes do I actually use?
Right.
And do I actually need? The rest is excess. It's gone overboard, and it actually does cause me stress, and this is scientifically proven. Our minds can only take in so much information at a time. So when we see all those shoes and all those clothes, it actually begins to stress our mind. What am I going to wear? I don't know. And you start rummaging
mm-hmm.
through, and you got to pull this out and then pull this out and pull this out. And I don't know. So before we even leave the closet, before we've begun our day, we've started this avalanche of stress that gets to us, and it comes right in our closet and then in our kitchen, and our choices with, you know, 17 different cereals. And I mean, it just
right.
goes on and on and on and on.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I really want you to expound on, Barry, is this, because although I read it in the book and I said this to you during the break, when you started talking about the shoes, the whole energy within me, it shifted, because I realized how very petty that is, and the importance that I had created about shoes. And for many of us are had by the things. And people driving in, sitting at their office listening, will really identify with this. So the point is, now how do you begin to shift that paradigm?
Yeah. Yeah, as I had mentioned to you in the break, we have a paradigm. This is just, it's the truth. And what great teachers, what Jesus was doing, he was trying to change our paradigm. And we have this paradigm, I call it the paradigm of tchotchke, which
mm-hmm.
what it means is we feel like our value is in stuff.
Right.
And, you know, the bumper sticker, there's a bumper sticker, and I'm creating a new one, but there's a bumper sticker, often several, that actually encompass our tchotchke paradigm. And it says, he who dies with the most toys wins.
Mm-hmm.
That That's our tchotchke paradigm, and we've bought into it.
Right.
Bought into it.
Right.
Literally.
And
our time, energy, and our money. I'm making a new bumper sticker that says, he who dies with the most joys wins.
Wow.
Because joy is something, it's an inside job. And we get these toys and we get this stuff, and it actually causes stress, but our culture keeps telling us we need more, and so it creates more and more stress. And so how we begin to change it, and my book, of course, runs you through this, the process. It takes you on a journey so that we begin to see our paradigm and how messed up it is. And so to look at the shoes, as you had talked about before,
right?
It really hit you because suddenly you went, yeah, wait a minute.
Right.
I have bought into this. My paradigm has actually been, there's a part of my mind that has actually been telling me I need more shoes.
Right.
And that's how I find my purpose and I find my worth in shoes. And when we talk about it, you begin to see and feel how ridiculous that whole thing is, and that it's drilled into us from, you know, from childhood and on and all the time, because we're told by our culture, you know, you and I are exposed literally to 3,000 advertisements a day.
Wow.
3,000. And, you know, it's not to say at all that all those advertisements are negative, but here's the thing. They're not all, but here's the underlying message of so many of them. And I think this might give you one of those hits to your heart again. The underlying message of those commercials is, let's just play a game for a minute. What do you feel that maybe the underlying message is, maybe not the overt one, although it is sometimes, but what's the underlying message of the majority of those commercials, do you think? Go ahead and tell me.
That's where we get our products. Go ahead and get it. Get the product.
That's right. Get it. You need it.
Right.
You need it. So then, to take it to the next step, why do you need it? Why?
Because it's going to help you.
It's going to help you, but the reason why it's going to help you, see, this gets very deep in our psyche. Here's the thing that's underneath. You need it. Now it's going to help you because underneath that, we're telling you you're not good enough as you are. Okay? So we get this message all day long from many commercials, not all of them, but many of the advertisers. I've studied this. What we're being told all day long is you're not good enough. Your skin's not clear enough. Your teeth aren't white enough. Your hair's not thick enough. Your eyes aren't blue enough. And your butt's not small enough, right?
Absolutely.
And so it gets us, it fills us with an anxiety. It makes us feel that we're not good enough. And every spiritual teacher and Jesus was trying to break that spell. You are a perfect child of God. You are not made whole by this stuff. And the more stuff, the more you buy into it, the more you've bought into the idea that you aren't good enough, you aren't worthy enough, you aren't whole enough, and that's a lie. It's a big, fat lie, and it's the reason why we feel like we need 27 pairs of shoes. It's a lie that we've believed this lie.
Wow, that is a very deep thought, and when we come back from break, what we need to discover now is how we moderate. How we use balance in that, because we know that commercials are needed. But we don't want to get lost in the emotion. It is really where we are. So let's talk about balance when we come back. You're on point, everybody. The book is called The Tchotchke Challenge. What an interesting book. We're going to be back right after this.
Hit the beat now. Baby. que será, que será.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. World-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop, are you surprised that Christians seem to have a tougher time forgiving than non-Christians?
I am not surprised, because we learn what we are taught and nobody's teaching it. I mean, we're teaching three steps to get a blessing, five ways to get a car, ten ways to get your house back. You know, we're teaching all kinds of things about other things. And I'm not saying those things are necessarily bad, but we are not teaching about sins of the Spirit.
You're on point, everybody, and welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're joined by author Barry Dennis, and the book is called The Tchotchke Challenge: Clear the Clutter from Your Home, Heart, and Mind, and Discover the True Treasure of Your Soul. And we are just having an incredible conversation about the book. And Barry, before we went to break, we were talking about, with all of these accesses, how do we begin to balance and keep things in perspective?
Yeah, and going through the book, it helps you get there. But basically what you want to do is really truly begin, you know, a good thing to do is to begin in one area of your life that is maybe your office, or maybe a kitchen or closet or car, garage, some place that's stressing you out, because mm-hmm. you know it's got excess. It's stuff you don't need, you don't use, you don't. And just begin, what you do is you ask yourself, you know, first you feel the drain that's causing on you, because it is. It's causing a drain. It's like every time you see it, your stomach kind of turns.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is look at that stuff and really ask yourself, is this really helping me be the very best person I'm here to become? Helping me to reach the goals of my soul? Helping me to be the person that I know I'm here to become? And if the answer is no, you need to get rid of it, because you're clearing energy, you're clearing a space, you're getting rid of that drain on your soul. So it's that question, is this really supporting the goodness, the best me that I'm here to become? And if the answer is no, then you can turn that burden into somebody else's blessing, because there's somebody else who, like I said, usually there's somebody else who can actually use this stuff. And if not, then it's time to, you know, I mean, you can just give it to Goodwill, and sometimes you recycle things, and sometimes you got to throw some stuff away. But that's the beginning of the process right there. You want to begin there. And as we were talking about in the break, then you want to begin surrounding yourself. When we go out into the world, we were just saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not to say that all advertisements are negative. It isn't. But it's about listening and being clear with your own soul, and then begin, once you've cleared out all the junk, just begin allowing yourself to bring in things that are only truly feel good and helpful to your soul and your heart. And, you know, that process, it's a process, and
mm-hmm.
my book runs you through it, but of getting more conscious, so that we don't just start unconsciously whipping out our wallet, whipping out our plastic, whipping out our money for stuff that's just going to cause more stress a month later because we really don't need it. We begin to discern, and we begin to actually purchase the things that are going to support our heart, support our soul, support our relationships. And it's a process of shifting our consciousness so that we're not buying junk that we're just going to throw away, because
mm-hmm.
that's not good for the planet. So we want to make sure that we're in concert with all of God's creation.
And I think, you know, the word process is really apropos as we talk
yeah.
about the Tchotchke Challenge. And for years, many of us, and I'll include myself in that, many of us have gone on these sprints of buying and accumulating things. And I think everybody who's listening bears some guilt in that respect. And so what is important to note is that it will not happen overnight.
Yeah. No, it's a journey. It's the challenge. The reason I called the book the Tchotchke Challenge is because it is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's not simple, because it's so habitual. We've let these ways of being become such a habit, and breaking old habits it takes time. It takes
mm-hmm.
time to change your awareness and become aware of how you're acting and what you're doing, and change that. You know, we talked about some wonderful things during the break about, you know, how do we begin then to change our awareness so that we're in activities that begin to lift each other up,
mm-hmm.
begin to, instead of put each other down, because in the what I call the Tchotchke mind, what the Tchotchke mind does, it actually, in order to feel better about itself, what it does is it puts other people down in a way. It makes people,
right.
It tries to make people less than, in order, instead of just allowing ourselves to become the best we can be, and then bringing our friends and our people around us with us, instead of sort of trying to make other people less than. It's like we're
mm-hmm.
all part of a team, and they always talk about great athletes. What do they do? They make their team better.
Right.
They don't go into a situation and go, well, I'm going to make my point guard and my center bad so I look good.
Right.
Are you kidding? Everybody loses.
Absolutely. But let me just frame that for people, what we were talking about during the break, and so that people
sure.
will have a real understanding of what we're saying. I said to Barry during the break that I have said many times to women that when you walk into a room as a woman, we are so hard on each other that almost never will a woman say to another woman, boy, you look great, or boy, she's exercised and she's got a great body, or that's a great outfit. But if you have on a great pair of shoes, that will almost always be a conversation starter. It will, I don't care who you are, if you see a woman with a great pair of shoes on, you will not hesitate to tell her, boy, those are some great looking shoes. Where did you get them from? And I said to Barry, and he said, wow, what a shame that is. Too bad we couldn't see the inner beauty. And so I really want women especially to hear our hearts this morning about how we can shift that paradigm, because that's really what it's become.
Yeah. Yes, because if what we're noticing is the shoes of a human being, instead of looking into their heart, looking to their eyes, feeling their presence and honoring that and just saying, you, rather than, you know, being competitive or...
Or feeling their brokenness, or feeling their brokenness and their hurt.
Yes, absolutely. Feeling their brokenness, feeling their hurt, and helping that human being. Because what we do is we hide behind our tchotchke. That's what's happening, okay? So we want to get past that. And then it's to the point, I want to be clear with the audience that I do not think having a nice pair of shoes is a bad thing. It isn't.
And I second and third that.
But there's an excess, and we don't want to have an excess. But the next step is, look beyond the shoes. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about look beyond the shoes, look beyond the stuff, and begin to look into the heart and the soul of a human being. Go deeper. Let's go, you know what? Let's go deeper, right? Let's begin to see what you said. There's the pain and the difficulty that that human being may be having, and then there's the beauty behind that, and the wonder, the miracle. I tell people in my work that this is, what I'm about to say is indisputable. I like to say that because it doesn't matter whether you're a theologian or a doctor or a scientist. What am I going to say? No one will argue with. You are the greatest miracle of all creation. You are.
Absolutely.
No one will argue with that. I don't care what background they come from. I don't care what religion they are. I don't care if they're a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher. You are. Nobody can figure this out. We're divine beings. And to begin to step, to go beyond the tchotchke and begin looking at each other for the miracle that we are and reminding each other, because yes, many of us are in great deals of pain. We can never know what another human being is going through.
Right.
And I guarantee you about 50% of the time, 50% of the people around you are going through pain and hurt. And the other 50% are having really forgotten how beautiful, have forgotten how beautiful they are too. And so part of what the tchotchke challenge is, I challenge everybody to begin seeing the miracle in everyone you meet, to begin calling out the beauty in everyone you meet. And it's, and it, you know what, if it has to start with the shoes, that's fine. But from there, is that conversation starts. Take it to somewhere deeper. Go somewhere deeper. Well, it sounds like you're in some pain right now. What's that about? Or, you know what I see in you really isn't your shoes. When I look in your eyes, I see this beautiful soul. Take it to the next level. Let's get there.
Right.
And what happens then is the tchotchke in our lives that we've been wasting energy time on just falls away naturally by itself. In my book, I say the greatest challenge is to love yourself. That's the greatest tchotchke challenge, because when we love ourselves, we remember that, that miracle within. We remember that we're divine beings, that we're created by God in the image and likeness of God. How could we not love ourselves?
Absolutely.
If we're created in the image and likeness of God, we should love ourselves. God, what a great creation you've made. I hope I didn't haven't gone too far.
You absolutely have not, because we are all fearfully and wonderfully created and made. And I want you, Barry, to tell people what the book is so all-encompassing. I'll let you give your website and where we can get the book after you tell people what's the most, what is the most important thing that you hope that people that will read the Tchotchke Challenge will take away from it?
One of the, it's, you know, this is a tough question, but I will say this. One of the biggest points of the book is to begin to change the way we see the world. Someone once said, let those who have eyes to see, see. And that person was trying to get us to see the world in a different way. And that is what my book is continuing on with that work. It's trying to get us to change the way we see, so that when we change the way we see, we do begin to see in ourselves and in our family and in everyone we meet an incredible miracle, and that within ourselves lies a dream. There's something in all of us. There's a greatness in every human being, a greatness, a genius, a miracle waiting to come out. But when we've allowed our attention and our time and our energy to be diverted into what I label as tchotchke, we don't have any more left for that greatness. We've given away our energy, our time, and our money to something else. And so the book is about diverting, coming back to your soul, getting clear about what's important to you, and begin moving in that direction, begin living from that life, because you know what? We've got one life. And I want mm-hmm. every human being, and I think it has, the ramifications are huge of what I'm about to say. We all have a gift to give. We all have a purpose. And not only does following that purpose create joy and meaning in our own life, mm-hmm. but it enriches the people around us, and it helps lift those people around us. Using that metaphor again of a team, mm-hmm. we become a superstar. We make all of those around us a superstar. They see by our example. There's another way of being. And, you know, there's a miracle, there's a greatness in you, and it's time for all of us to tap into it, to bring it out, and to give that gift to the world, because it will change the world, and everyone will begin to have eyes to see.
Wow. That is so eloquently put, so perfectly spoken. I want you to tell people, Barry, how they can connect to your website and how and where they can get the book.
Yeah, my website is my name and my middle initial, so it's www.barryadennis, Barry with an A, BarryAdennis, Barry A. Dennis, and of course on there you can click on and get the book and find out a lot more about me and my teaching and my workshops and all that. And the book can be gotten at Amazon and at bookstores around the world right now. It
Absolutely.
Just recently was released.
Barry, the Tchotchke Challenge is the book. Clear the clutter from your home, heart, mind, and discover the true treasure of your soul. Barry, what an incredible way to start a Monday morning. You have been absolutely amazing. And I want to thank you so much for spending the earliest part of your morning and the best part with us right here on the official OPT network. You have been incredible.
Thank you. It's just been a joy to be with you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Tchotchke Challenge. I'm going to give the website again and how you can get the book. We'll be right back right after this.
of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oils Parish. For more information on of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, and there's really only one way to make it right, take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path by phoning 318-448-8600, Red River Bank, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. For more information, the number is 318-346-6600. 1-800-795-9595. Also, Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries deserve serious consideration. The number for free consultation is 318-253-0900. Axion, Texas, Louisiana, they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. All you've got to do for an appointment or for more information is phone 888-215-2373. Part of Louisiana Credit Union. Remember, they are having their big shred at the Coliseum Boulevard location May 16th. It's a free shred event, and it's hosted by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. It's going to be happening again May 16th at the Coliseum Boulevard location. That's 4407 Coliseum Boulevard, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's something that you don't want to miss. And as we're talking about tchotchke, getting rid of the clutter and getting rid of those things that ultimately clutter our spirits and our souls, that's a great place to start, at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixsonHasIt.com. And we thank McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT Network, we were joined by author and spiritual leader Barry Dennis. What a powerful, powerful book, and a powerful man of God. He's an author, musician, and founder of Coexist Celebration and Celebration Church. And the book is The Tchotchke Challenge: Clear the Clutter from Your Home, Heart, and Mind, and Discover the True Treasure of Your Soul. Barry Dennis is the author again. And, you know, we wanted to present Barry's book because it really meets so many of us right where we are. And I said to Barry, even as I read the book, there were so many things that he said that absolutely, when you put your eye gates on them, it's one thing. But when you actually speak to the author and you really feel the embodiment of what he is saying and what you are doing, it really, really brings a real reality to tchotchke. And really, again, if you missed what tchotchke is, it's really those things. It could be anything that intrudes, it clutters, or it distracts you from your soul's highest purpose. And when he said that, I went into my mind's eye of getting ready to go someplace. And yesterday, as I was picking up after the day had ended, I had probably about 4 different outfits that were laying around in my room that I couldn't choose which one I needed to wear. And when you and 4 is probably not a lot to many, but it could be. But when you have that many clothes and that many shoes to choose from, it can be exhausting. And maybe we've never looked at it as exhausting. And one of the things that he suggests is this, that you fill up some trash bags. He says grab 3 bags, 1 to donate, 1 for recycling, and 1 for dump. Why are you laughing, DC? It's something that I'm telling you, if you've never thought about it, this conversation gives you pause. And to go into the rest of spring and summer decluttering, looking at those things, not only those physical things, but those mental things that we allow to inundate our spirits, our souls, our closets, our homes, and get rid of it. You know, he talked about in the book, and I went and did this, and I thought, you know, after reading the book, I thought, well, I'm on the right track, until he opened up his mouth. You know, I started throwing away shampoo bottles and just tchotchke, just stuff. I just started throwing stuff away, but I realized that I have so much work to do. And what the book made me realize is, are these things keeping me from the real purpose of what God has for me to do? And we talk about it all the time. We talk about those gifts and those talents. We talk about that all the time, that each and every person has that lies within. And then we went into the talk that we had on Friday. I started sharing with him some of the things that we were talking about as women. Ladies especially, I say to all of us, until you clear the clutter of covetousness of another, until you clear the clutter of not submitting to the authority that is before you. Because it seems that we have a problem in this area, maybe more than our male counterparts. I don't know if there are any statistics on that, but that's just what I feel in my spirit. And I feel, DC, that it's something that we all need to at least think about. Until you figure out what is keeping you from those gifts and those talents that lie within, until you figure it out, until you are really, really true to yourself and you are true to God and the universe and you stop lying to yourself, you will never reach the pinnacle of success that God has created for each and every one of us, because it's tchotchke, it's junk. He talks about it in the book. It's gossip. There are things that are just weighing you down, you know, worrying about who gets where before you do. And when you focus on all of those things, I promise you, it will keep you from your life's purpose. And if it's keeping you from your life's purpose, you can call it tchotchke, or you can call it whatever you want, but it is intruding, it is invading your space, your atmosphere, your energy. And a lot of times people will steal your joy if you allow it. The book again is called The Tchotchke Challenge. You're on point, everybody. It's Monday morning, and I hope that you're having a great Monday. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in.
trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Always on point. The number for Rosa and her team is 318-487-1881. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunkie, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. And also, for more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, you can log on to www.beresponsible.com. And our good friends at J&J Exterminating, for a free consultation, you can phone 800-819-5323. If you're just listening, we welcome you to the OPT Network, and we want to send a special shout out to DF Huddle, Christina Hayward, and all of the teachers and staff listening via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And I also want to send a shout out, DC, to Monroe, Louisiana, listening on 98.9. Angela Smith. Angela, thank you so much for calling us up and letting us know that you listen every day down in Monroe. Thank you so much. And good morning, Monroe, West Monroe. Thank you for listening to the OPT Network. You know, and we thank all of you. Anytime we get messages, emails, we certainly appreciate all of those people, DC, who listen to the OPT Network. And I tell you one thing, I don't know if you felt Barry Dennis and the Tchotchke Challenge like I did, but I am sitting right now in my mind's eye thinking about all the shoes that I probably will never wear again that I have not discarded. And one of the things that he said in his conversation, but he also said in the book, and I want to say it again because I really hope that it will resonate with you, turn that burden into someone else's blessings. Whether it is an excess of clothes that you feel are outdated, that you're waiting for them to come back into season, whether there are shoes, whether there are things, you can turn those things that stress you out into someone else's blessings. And you know, for all of those people who join us every single morning, you know by now that our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. And I want to thank the producer of this show who works diligently to bring in people like Barry Dennis, people from all across the country. When I tell you that Barry is one of the spiritual leaders of this nation, he has dealt with and ministered with, worked with is the word I'm looking for, by some of the, or worked with some of the most well-known spiritual leaders on the planet today. And you could feel his spirit as he talked about tchotchke, about that stuff that just is there to take us over if we're not careful. And one of the things that I hope that you'll take away from this conversation is to not let those things have you, to not let those things define who we are. And sometimes we can get into that vein and we don't even know it. And it's really being It's being deceptive to self. But I'm going to tell you what. Information, knowledge is power, and we can shift the paradigm by just simply shifting what we're thinking about. You're on point, everybody. We're going to step aside, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Octavia Jackson-Williams, Office Administrator for MedExpress Ambulance Service, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with my dear friend, Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Larrabee Thompson. I'm a family advocate with the Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Johnny Bernardo, president of Cassette Enterprises, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, regional vice president of business development and planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm State Representative Patrick Williams, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Patricia LaCour-Mesh with Aggressive Health Solutions, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lakeisha Washington, teacher at Arthur F. Smith Middle Magnet, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Helen Velotta with Aggressive Health Solutions in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holt, Team Development Chair for American Cancer Society's Relay for Life, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Jana Lucky, the Director of University Recruiting at Northwestern State University, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Misty Adams, the Director of Student Financial Aid and Scholarships at Northwestern State University, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Teresa Slater, Executive Director of Christus Cabrini Children's Miracle Network, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Laura Bryan, Bank Officer with First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Justina Reed. I'm with Louisiana Housing, the Family Home Daycare Food Program. I'm a field rep, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, attorney at law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Linda Cooper of Southwest Talent Productions, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, Administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Laurie DeSille with the American Heart Association, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Chantel Lewis-Harrell, speaker and training consultant, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Jennifer Tishner, owner of Terra Home, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Casino, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campo, Marketing Director with Guardian Hospice, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, President of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Erica Johnson with Kmart in Pineville, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network.
Hi, this is Deacon Jones, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dr. Haywood Joyner, Chair of the Department of Allied Health at Louisiana State University, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carissa Irasitano, Cosmetic Department Manager at Dillard's in Alexandria Mall, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mel Robertson, Vice President of Louisiana Operations of Axion Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Margot Thomas from the Family Medicine Center at St. Francis Cabrini, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Evelyn Jones with Red River Bank, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Denise Handy, Business Manager with Estee Lauder at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Chad Bailey, the Executive Director of the Arnold Bontemps African American Museum and Cultural Arts Center, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Monique Rawls. I serve as a magistrate hearing officer with the Ninth Judicial District Court in Rapids Parish, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, I'm Lisa Robinson, First Lady of the Living Gospel Church, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapids Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
I'm Carla Perry, Sales Manager with Dillard's Department Store in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I enjoy listening to Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Charles W. Allen, City Councilman, Cheneyville, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jacques Roy, Mayor of the City of Alexandria, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lynn Hyde, President of the Family Counseling Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mayor Clarence Fields of the City of Pineville, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what? It is a great Monday, and it's all about tchotchke, getting rid of that stuff that just really doesn't matter. And before we got to go, DC, I just want to send a special shout out to LaTanya Christmas. Tanya Christmas, our sister, you know what? You are so important to us. We thank you for all of your support. We hope that you had a happy Mother's Day, and we appreciate all that you do for the OPT network. Thank you so much, Tanya. We appreciate for you. And the community, always looking for ways to give back. Want to give you a quick reminder that Guardian Hospice Care is having an event, navigating those difficult decisions as you grow older. That's going to be happening today. And for more information, you can contact them at 318-484-4418. It's going to be at the library. Making Final Arrangements is actually the name of the topic that they're talking about. It's happening at 10 o'clock at Westside Regional Library, 5416 Provine Place, right here in Alexandria. So if you're in need of really those difficult decisions, making those final arrangements, Guardian Hospice Care is going to be at the library, open to give you that information and to help you through. We want to thank you all, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and get rid of that tchotchke. Get rid of that junk. Don't forget, be